We are trying to build what we call a Pan-African asset manager, basically trying to offer some key investors, African as well as, you know, OECD-based, you know, investors, what Africa has to offer in terms of investment product.
So who are you targeting and how do they get into it? How do they, if they want to be a part of what you're doing?
The kind of institution that we are targeting, you know, from Africa perspective, basically pension funds. You know, as we always know, we all know, we are a young population, and as we grow, also the need to basically, you know, save for the future.
And there are lots of pension funds now across Africa.
There are those. And one good example is the one that actually in Nigeria, where we've had, you know, a 20 billion industry in a matter of 5 years. And this is only 10% of the labor force. So the potential is clearly there. But what is actually quite interesting is there's a lack of product, you know, to harness that needs of investment. So clearly they are our first target. The second one are insurance company. They are also getting more and more premium, which actually needs and require, you know, fixed income. And they are also looking for ways to invest that. Now, they don't necessarily have teams internally to basically develop that, but they are potential clients also. And the last part just of that is actually high net worth, you know, people within Africa. Because as you know, we see it as of today, essentially somebody who has some saving in Africa is basically either position in cash or in real estate. And we are bringing, you know, an alternative, you know, source of investment on which they can actually invest on. The last piece, please, is actually international investors, right?
Okay.
You know, basically seeking high yield and diversification, you know, from their
own. So investors who have the money, they are looking for a place to put that money.
Absolutely. And as we all know, the developed world is facing a situation where, you know, inflation on aggregate is quite low and rates are absolutely low.
So what makes yours more attractive then?
We tend to pay a higher premium to compare to other markets. And that's what makes, you know, the attractiveness for all the investors.
Yeah. So you've got African and European institutions backing this $200 million fund, and you aim eventually to raise as much as $1 billion. That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money, but it isn't as far as, you know, the market it is as of today and the potential also.
Is it achievable?
Yes, it's definitely achievable. And then let me just give you some perspective. You know, the total debt size of sub-Saharan Africa, ex-South Africa today is about $400 billion. This includes government guarantees debt, right? You know, and so within that kind of frame, we are talking about 0.4% of that amount. You know, so it's not that it's not 0.5, sorry, percent of that amount. So it's not that large in a sense. Now, the second point is that if Africa is to fulfill its promises in terms of growth and prosperity going forward, the debt market will have to actually evolve and increase in a large, you know, in quite a significant scale. I know when you talk about debt, people start to get about scared about that. But the reality is that it goes against our growth potential, right? You know, this is a continent that has a solid 10% growth potential, and yet, you know, still lack enough investment in infrastructure, you know, productivity enhancing kind of investment. So surely we'll have to increase that amount of, let's say, investment and project, and that will require funding, which will require debt. Now, the second point is that our private sector is starved of capital, right? You know, to give you a perspective, for instance, private sector debt, you know, within the total debt in Africa is about 10-15% of the stock. This is very little for the economy that should actually count on the private sector to actually, you know.
So you are saying go for more debt to fuel growth.
Absolutely. But debt that is actually focused on productivity enhancing investment, not for current spending, obviously.